Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Perceptive Photographer. I'm your host, Daniel Gregory. And for those of you who know me, you know I'm not really obsessed with my camera gear anymore. I used to be. I used to be really obsessed with my camera gear and always trying to acquire the latest gizmo, the latest gadget, trying to find the thing that I thought would really push my photography forward. And over the years, I've really settled in that it's about the experience of being behind the camera that matters more than the actual camera. I also do a lot of photography that's based on historical processing. So I do a lot of platinum palladium print. And while I'm doing digital negatives for a lot of that work now, I still do rely on film. And I'm attempting to get my film and my digital negatives to really have a similar look and feel. So it's really about the experience of the print rather than the technology behind there. So for example, that's one of the reasons I purchased the latest digital camera I did was I was looking for a higher resolution camera to more closely match what I was seeing out of my large format negatives. And while I'm not normally that enamored with gear, this week I was kind of taken back because Leica announced a new camera. I don't remember the model number. It's something like an MD-262, but it's their latest camera they released. And the thing that really struck me about the camera was it was really a move to a more kind of throwback way of doing photography. The screen that we're so accustomed to on the back of our digital cameras was gone. They didn't actually incorporate this into the camera. Now, they have done this before on some limited edition cameras, but this is a mass-produced camera, which for Leica probably doesn't mean millions of bodies, but still, it's a mass-produced camera you'll be able to go in and buy. Instead of a digital back, what's on the back there is the ISO dial. You then have the same little dial on the top for setting the shutter speed, and you've got the setting the f-stop on the lens on one of the Leica lenses. So it's really got this kind of classic look to it, this classic feel to it. You're lost out of the kind of the digital world. You can't chimp the back of this camera. You can't look at the settings on the back. You can't review on the back of the camera. That really got me really thinking a lot about what it was it about that camera that got me so enamored. Why was it all of a sudden I thinking about how could I get one of these cameras? What could it be about the Leica camera that was so interesting? What was it about this throwback technology? What was it about this loss of the digital screen that seemed so appealing to me? Because for all intents and purposes, it's not that probably great in the workflow. There is a huge benefit if you're doing digital photography from looking at the back of the camera. It provides a lot of information. It can help you understand exposure. It can help you make sure the camera has the right settings. There's a lot of things you can do. You can actually work faster because the menu system can be displayed. So there's a lot of huge benefits to it. But yet for some reason, there was this bug in my head. There was this something about that camera that I was just so excited about. And as I got to thinking about it, I think what it represents is a return to the purity of form for me. As somebody who's, you know, really good with technology, I spent a career in IT before I became a full-time photographer. The technology has always been about providing solutions. It's been about making things better, new versions of the software, things improve, things get easier. And at the same time in my photography, what I really want is just kind of that freedom I had when I was a kid, when I first got my camera, when I wasn't worried about all the different settings and knobs and dials, and it was just about me and the camera and the subject in front of me. And I think that's what that Leica camera represented. I think that's also one of the reasons I've slowly found myself returning more and more to shooting film, is not because I think that film's any better, and not that I think you can't do with a digital camera what you can do with a film camera, but there's something about film and shooting film that has a surprise factor to it. There is an anticipation that comes from where you take a picture and until the film is developed and you actually get to see the photograph, if you're shooting chromes, you get to see the chrome. If you're shooting C41 or black and white film, until you actually look at a contact sheet, you don't actually get to see what you actually captured in the camera. You don't actually get to see what the photograph's going to look like. That distance that's created by that time, that requirement of that visualization, I think is really interesting. It's something that for myself, I found is missing, I think, a little bit in my digital photography because the feedback is so instantaneous. And as much as I talk about this and as much as I believe that decisions shouldn't be made in the moment, some of the best photographs come by looking and having the patience to look at them weeks or months down the road, to not pass judgment on them immediately. It is so easy to fall into the habit of looking at the back of the camera and making a decision at that moment on the quality of the photograph. So this idea that I could continue to get the digital capture and not have that experience of looking at the back of the camera, I think is really powerful. And I know a lot of people are going to say, well, you could do that with your existing camera. You just don't look at the back of the camera. And that's true. But I was one of those kids who could not help but sneak a peek at his Christmas presents. I love to know what the surprise is. If I'm watching a new TV show and it's been out for years and I'm watching it on Netflix, I have no problem reading all the spoilers. It doesn't bother me. The spoilers don't ruin my enjoyment of the process. You want to tell me who dies at the end of a movie? Great. Doesn't bother me at all. So in my photography, it's just, I find it's really easy if I've got that recall button, that playback button, to hit that button and look at the image. It's really hard for me to not do that. And I know that's my own limitation. That's my own process and my own problem. So having a camera that doesn't have that really seems kind of interesting. What else that brought up for me, though, is if I do turn off the back of the digital camera and I do go out and just have this experience of shooting like it was with film, where I'm not really thinking about all those elements of exposure and composition that would come from looking at the back of the camera, I think one of the things that would do is probably move my work forward in a more meaningful way, because it would be a return to that freedom I had. It would be a return to that process of not seeing or knowing what I had captured until I had that time and distance. Because I think that's so critical to our understanding of our own work, is that we don't rush to judge in the moment. And so I think it's really amazing that Leica is taking that step to kind of remove that from the process. In a lot of ways, it's like Leica has taken this effort to give us more technology by minimizing what we actually have from the technology. The camera is sophisticated. It's doing the same level of capture as the cameras that came before it with the digital back. It's just removed that. So I think there's a magic that comes from limiting the technology, limiting the scope of what we can do. And I find that's also true in a lot of post-processing conversations I have with people, where they talk about like Photoshop. They talk about how difficult it is to learn Photoshop because there are so many options available. There's so many things you can do. There's so many ways you can sharpen, so many ways you can create a mask, so many ways you can do different things to ultimately create these amazing photographs that you like. But at the end of the day, we're still stuck with what happens when we're given too many options. And that limiting aspect of the technology, I think, is something I would love to see some more camera companies embrace. What does it look like to a camera company to give us the maximum power, the maximum potential to create really amazing photographs, but limit how we access that technology so that we're really required to focus in on the core aspects, the core criteria of what we believe should make a strong photograph? The times I've been around really amazing professional photographers who are really good at the craft of photography, they know when they've got the shot. They knew when they had the shot when they were shooting film. And sure, digital gives them access to some tools and some resources they didn't have before, but they knew from experience. They knew by seeing. They knew how light worked. They knew how light got captured and how all that worked. So I think that's something that we could attempt to replicate and really have an experience with. Like I said at the beginning, I was really, I think, amazed more so than not about this idea of a simpler camera. Because yes, there's a certain nostalgia throwback, which I think you see in a lot of the cameras, whether it's in the Fuji line or the Nikon DF line, where we reintroduce some of the dials and knobs that make the cameras feel more like film cameras. But at the end of the day, they're still not film cameras. And we're never going to get back to where they truly are film cameras. But that nostalgia, I think, is something to really think about. For me, I think one of the things I'm going to do is take what has now become a 4 or 5 day process of really trying to think about what is it about that camera that's so interesting to me, and really try to adopt some of those elements of what that camera does into my own workflow. Try to create a sense of spontaneity when I see the image for the first time. Really try not to push that playback button. Maybe actually put black gaffer's tape over the screen, or put a black piece of paper over it or something, just so it's not actually accessible at all. And really try to return some of that magic of seeing and that magic of experiencing the photograph for the first time. I think one of the things that might also do is it might help me just see a little bit more wonder in the world. I think one of the amazing things about photography, as we've talked about, is its ability to capture and translate things. Today I was out shooting in the garden. There's bees everywhere, and I was trying to get a certain photograph of the bee. And I think I spent more time looking at the camera and the screen on the camera than I did actually watching the bees, because there was a certain kind of shot I wanted. Where if I had gone out and not been able to get that instant feedback to see if I had gotten the shot, I probably would have just shot a lot more and been more present in the moment in the garden. So I think there's some really interesting aspects for that. As I said, normally not going to focus on gear in my life. It's not really the thing that drives my passions forward and my creativity forward. Usually it's paper and things to print with, things to spend money on in the darkroom to actually get my prints developed. But there was something about that camera this time, and I hope that every once in a while, if you do find a piece of gear that really excites your passion for some reason, that really sticks with you after you've learned about it, figure out why it is. What is it about the technology? What is it about that new tool, that new camera, that new strobe, whatever it is, that's so exciting for you? What is it that it's going to enable? And really dig deep so you can understand more and more about your own work. I think that, for me, was this exciting part of this kind of processing, was to learn how much I did enjoy the lack of information that I used to get in film until it was actually developed. And that's something I can then incorporate into my own work. So hopefully you're able to find something like that in your own work as you get excited about a new piece of technology. I hope you have a great week behind the camera. And don't forget, you can always find us up on the web at www.theperceptivephotographer.com, or you can find us up on iTunes. And have a great week. I'll see you next time.